Okay, back to the union of Kiddush. So the last thing we're learning in the mitzvah of Kiddush that the Torah says in Aser Sedibris, Zachar Shem Shabbos Sekatri. So there is a biblical Kiddush that you yaitze by saying either Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, whatever it is. You say something in verbally that expresses the greatness of Shabbos, you fulfilled your biblical mitzvah of making Kiddush. Chachamim said, you have to come and do it over a cup of wine. Now, if you didn't daven ma'ariv and you didn't do anything, and you just made Kiddush over a cup of wine, so then you accomplished both things. You accomplished the biblical, because you're saying Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos, and you made it over a cup of wine. So that's what, now, and again, Kiddush, I mean, the separation, sanctifying Shabbos when Shabbos begins, and when Shabbos ends. And even if somebody already made Kiddush, they're allowed to make Kiddush again for somebody who doesn't know how to make Kiddush, even though they fulfill their obligation, but they can make Kiddush for somebody that didn't hear Kiddush yet. In fact, some people want to say, like we mentioned, in the brach of Shabbos candles, most of the world, in fact, 99% of the world, say Lahadik Ner Shel Shabbos. That's the bracha they make when they light Shabbos candles. In Chabad, the Rebbe writes from the Alter Rebbe down, the minig is that we say Lahadik Ner Shel Shabbos Kodesh. And it's not a problem of adding words because it's already, the bracha is over. Shabbos, and then it's at the end of the bracha. So you can add a word at the end of the bracha. It doesn't do anything. That's why when there's Shabbos and Yom Tov together, we don't say Lahadik Ner Shel Shabbos Kodesh V'Shel Yom Tov, because then it would be adding a word in the middle of the bracha. So then we say Lahadik Ner Shel Shabbos V'Shel Yom Tov. But we don't add the word Kodesh because in the middle of a bracha you can't add a word. One of the things people say you accomplish by that, by saying Lahadik Ner Shel Shabbos Kodesh, because when a woman, most women don't daven ma'ariv Friday night, so they're not doing the verbal biblical mitzvah of Kiddush and davening. So when a woman said, Lahadik Ner Shel Shabbos Kodesh, by saying Shabbos Kodesh, she then fulfills the biblical mitzvah of making Kiddush, of doing Kiddush. And then, you know, later she'll hold the Kiddush over a cup of wine. Now, even those people that bring Shabbos in early are also allowed to make Kiddush early, even though it's not night yet, but because they brought Shabbos in, they can make Kiddush. Now, once Friday night comes, whether a woman lights the candles, or as soon as Shkia, sundown, comes, you're not allowed to eat or drink anything until Kiddush, not even water. You're not allowed to eat it once the obligation of Shabbos begins, when the woman lights the Shabbos candles, or as soon as sundown comes to the man, when it's mandatory to accept Shabbos. So then you're not allowed to eat or drink anything until Kiddush. Children under bar and bas mitzvah, it says in Shulchan Aruch, are allowed to eat and drink before Kiddush, because that the Chachamim didn't impose upon them, because they're only obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush rabbinically, because they're not bar mitzvah yet, they're not bas mitzvah yet. So therefore, they can eat or drink before Kiddush, and it's not a big deal. Now, next is that the mitzvah is to make Kiddush on a good wine. Okay, good wine. Preferably red wine, unless if you like white wine better, or white wine is more expensive than the red wine, then you can make Kiddush on the white wine. There is a pasuk that says Al Tere Yayin Ki Yisadom, which shows that wine is red. So the pasuk said, therefore the Chazal say that ideally it's better to make Kiddush over actual wine. If somebody, red wine, if somebody can't drink wine for whatever reason it is, they can make Kiddush on grape juice. But if they can mix a little bit of wine into the grape juice, it's even better. But halachically, if somebody can't drink wine for whatever reason it is, they're allowed to make Kiddush on grape juice because it's also considered wine. It's not as preferred as wine. If you have a choice of grape juice or wine, you should make Kiddush on wine. In fact, we mentioned that in Tavshin Lamed Ches, which was then Shemini Atzeres, it was the year 1977 in the English state. But Shemini Atzeres, Tavshin Lamed Ches, when the Rebbe had a severe heart attack, and they wanted the Rebbe with Shmini Atzeres by Hakafis. So the Rebbe didn't make Kiddush yet. He didn't, and the doctors wanted him to drink something because he had this heart attack. And the Rebbe said, "You can't eat before Kiddush. I have to make Kiddush." And then so they brought into the Rebbe's office. They brought grape juice to make Kiddush. So the Rebbe said, first of all, I have to eat in the sukkah because Shmini Atzeres we eat in the sukkah, so I can't make Kiddush in my room." Secondly, so they brought him grape juice. The Rebbe said, no, you make Kiddush on wine. You don't make Kiddush in grape juice. So the Rebbe went into the sukkah in the middle of a heart attack process, and he made Kiddush over a cup of wine in the sukkah.
This is before he got to the hospital.
He didn't go to the hospital. They made a hospital in 770. The doctors wanted him to go. The Rabbanim wanted him to go. The Rebbe said, I'm not going. What?
Doctor,
they set up an intensive care unit in his room. It's remarkable. Within 24 hours, every possible machine that an intensive care unit has, the Rebbe had in his office. He didn't want. I don't know. He didn't ask me. Okay, so now, some people were talking about this the other day, about what's called Yayim Mevushel, cooked wine. Now, the story with cooked wine, Yayim Mevushel, is as follows. Yayim Mevushel, halachically, is not as good as wine that's not cooked. Because cooking, that's where the real good wines are not Mevushel, they're not cooked, because cooking takes away the real, for the wine connoisseurs. So therefore...
The
kosher wines, a lot of them say Mevushel. A lot of them are not Mevushel. The expensive wines are not Mevushel. Now, the problem with wine that's not cooked, regular wine that's not Mevushel, the din is once the bottle is open, if a non-Jew touches the bottle, you can't drink the wine. Okay, it's what's called Yayin Stam, that you're not allowed to drink the wine. So if people have housekeepers, if people that, you know, it's a problem. Therefore, at a wedding, when you have all the waiters pouring all the wine, or bar mitzvahs, whatever, you have waiters, they're all Mevushel wine, they're all cooked wine. What's this difference between cooked and not cooked? Because if an Andrew touches wine that's Mevushel, wine that's cooked, there's no halachic problem with it. There's no problem drinking it. Now, what's the issue with Yayim Mevushel? In the time of the Mizbeach, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, when they had the wine libations, when they poured wine on the Mizbeach every day, so the din was, cooked wine was not kosher to pour on the Mizbeach. Why was Yayim Mevushel not good for the Mizbeach? Because it's not a choice wine. It's not a very good wine. And for the Mizbeach, he only needed the best. So therefore, there are many people that prefer making Kiddush on wine which is not Mevushel, because that's the more prominent wine. The Beldal Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch Chatchila, you can make Kiddush on Yayim Mevushel, even though it wasn't fit for the Mizbeach, but as far as Kiddush goes, you're allowed to make Kiddush on wine that's what was called Mevushel, that the wine that's cooked. So therefore, people use, especially if you have non-Jewish people around the house, so then you definitely don't want to keep throwing out expensive bottles of wine. So then you have the Yayim Mevushel, it's 100% good. There's no problem with it. And you can make Kiddush like that.
Same laws apply for Passover wine?
Same laws apply for Passover wine, except by Pesach, the Chachamim said that it's more preferable Pesach to have red wine than year-round. Why? Because it says in Shulchan Aruch that Pesach, when the red wine is red, it reminds us of the blood that they threw them into the Nile and the mark of blood and all that. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, more so by Pesach should the wine be red. But all the other restrictions of Mevushel, not Mevushel, there's no difference between Pesach and the whole year, except obviously the wine has to be kosher le Pesach. Not all wines are kosher le Pesach, by the way. In fact, there are certain wines that are not kosher le Pesach, depending the additives that they add to it. It might not be kosher LePesach. So that people have to know but if it says kosher LeKiddush and four cups, and then it's not a problem. Now, what happens if somebody doesn't have wine? So then they can make Kiddush and Challah. Then you have a different procedure because you have to wash a Meitzi. So if you're making Kiddush Friday night and Challah, for whatever reason, so then you say Shalom Aleichem, you say Eish Yischal, you say everything up to Yom HaShishi. And then you go wash until it's Yadayim, you make a bracha, until it's Yadayim, come back to the table, you hold the Challah, and you say Yom HaShishi Vayichol HaShema, that whole paragraph. You say Savim Aron and Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hameitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. And then you say the last brach of Kiddush, Asher Kedshanu Mitzvah, Baruch Atah Hashem Kaddish Shabbos, and then you cut the challah and eat it. But then you have to hold two challahs because you need the double challah. It's not preferable to make Kiddush on over challah, but if somebody is stuck in a situation, you can have a guy who got stuck on the road somewhere, no wine, but they found matzah in a store. So, you know, matzah, you have every store that sells matzah. So, what? Not Friday night. Friday night is preferable. If not wine, to use actual challah. Mashke, as in whiskey?
No, yeah,
Chma Medina.
In the morning.
Chma Medina also preferable to challah over a shar mashkin.
So
not so much by Kiddush, more so by Havdalah. Or if somebody wants to use Chma Medina for Kiddush, it's b'diavad, they could do it. But not so much Friday night. Friday night is the Paschim right. You should actually either use wine, or if not wine, you should use challah.
So even if you have challah, you could still use
Shabbos day, because it's not the real Kiddush, like we said. But then you could use it. In fact, Shabbos day, it's an interesting thing. You see many shuls, pre-COVID, you know, you have BC, before COVID, BC, before COVID. So Shabbos, you go to a shul, people would take a little bit, a small whiskey cup, and that would be the Kiddush on Mashkin. Now, what's the source of that? You need a Kiddush cup, three ounces, the revias, to make Kiddush. How can they make Kiddush on a little Mashkin cup? And many great Pelish Rebbes, by the way, did that. So the reason is, it's based on a din in Birchas Hananin. There's a Taz, the Torah Zov, that writes that normally to make an after bracha, you need to drink a revias. And anything, and juice, whatever, soda, whenever you're making after bracha, you need to drink a revias. The Taz says that if you drink a small shot glass of whiskey, you could also make a bari nefashos. Why? Because it's as potent as 3 ounces of any other liquid. This is what he writes. But that doesn't mean beer, by the way. I'm talking about like scotch, bourbon, whatever, those types of stuff. The Alter Rebbe doesn't paskin like the Taz, okay, that small cup isn't. So therefore, a small cup of whiskey is like a big cup of wine. So therefore, you can make it. That's what many great Pelish Rebbes did it. In Halacha, it's a whole controversy. According to our minig, we don't do it. If they want to make Kiddush and Mashka, they should drink a 3 ounce cup of Mashka. And to clarify, the Rebbe is adamantly against people making Mashka, Kiddush and Mashka, Shabbos Day. The Rebbe is adamantly against it. There's letters from the Rebbe screaming and yelling about it. But people do it anyway. So therefore, but if there are opinions that hold, a little cup of wine, I mean, a mashke of whiskey is just as good as a whole cup of wine. So then you say, vayichulu. So how do you start Friday? Get back to the wine. So you have a cup of wine, okay? You fill up the cup of wine. Now, the cup has to be clean, number one, inside and outside. The cup cannot have any cracks or crevices or rough. It has to be what? A little bit of water in it from being, in fact, Sfardim, Taka put in a little bit of water. And that's based on Kabbalah of wine is red, so it's Gvura, Mayim is Chesed, they put in a little bit of Mayim to sweeten the Chesed. Some people in Zaya, it says you're supposed to wash the cup before and after, right before. Halachically, if the cup is clean, you don't have to do anything to it. The cup has to be clean, meaning it was washed before. Some people add a little bit of wine, because the expression in the Gemara In the time of the Gemara, the wine was very, very strong. It was called Yayin Chai, by the way, but it was impossible to drink. It was dangerous to drink. So they used to dilute it in water. And that's why you always have the question, the expression, Meizgin Leikais. Meizgin doesn't mean to pour the cup. Meizig means to mix. Amazingly, because they used to actually mix a little bit of water into the wine. Today, the wines, depending what wine, a lot of the wines have the maximum amount of water already mixed into them that you can't add any more water. And there's a whole list already. If in Rabbi Blumenkrantz's Pesach book, he goes which wines add water, which wines don't add water. It's a bit great. It's the same thing. A lot of wines today, you're not allowed to add any water to because it has the maximum amount of water that they would still keep it very big often. Okay, to be continued.